It has mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
The Wild Talk Radio Network now presents The Evolution in Online Pro Wrestling Sports Entertainment.
You on drugs?
Wrestle Talk Radio.
Everything that guy just says is bullshit.
Bringing you the news and everything else in the world of professional wrestling.
You will not use that kind of language in my court. You understand me?
Hosted by Tim Stein.
I'm wearing clothes.
The Omega.
I apologize, sir, but this is how I dress.
And the producer, Sir Rocket.
That's one hell of an ego you've got.
Special guest host this week, local indie wrestler, Keishi Matsunaga.
Living formal, aren't we?
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels, and you are listening to Wild Talk Radio.
It's me. It's that D-O-double-G mobbing once again with Wild Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, this is X-Pac with D-Generation X.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Let's get this cleared up right now.
And the free TuneIn app on your mobile device.
You were serious about that?
WTR Sunday night.
Sit down and stay there until you're told to leave.
And welcome everyone to another edition of WTR Sunday Night, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Once again, we're talking SummerSlam.
The biggest party of the summer.
Wait, that's real? That's pretty easy when we're not allowed to have parties. Anyway!
Unless you're Chris Jericho and you need to go to one of the Dakotas.
Yeah. Point being, we have a pay-per-view to discuss, which is supposedly an interesting pay-per-view, but that is for us to determine, I guess. So, let's get on with it. This is the Omega, the be-all, end-all of the network. Joining me tonight, we have with us one, Keishi Matsunaga.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm trying to beat the heat by talking SummerSlam to take my mind off the fact that it is 8 o'clock in the evening where I am and still like 32 degrees Celsius out. I don't know what that trends to Fahrenheit.
Tim, conversions?
Somewhere in the 80s. Yeah.
88 Fahrenheit.
Yeah, it's 88 here. Which I know for some people is not a lot, but it also gets to like 0 degrees Fahrenheit here, so.
I mean, at night, 88 is nuts.
Yeah. I mean, I'll take it.
Coming from a Floridian.
Yeah, well, I mean, we only get about three days of this a year, so I'm not gonna complain. I'm just gonna keep my ceiling fan on and talk about SummerSlam.
Dude, I was lamenting that this show started and I had to turn off my floor fan. Like, I don't wanna go without a breeze right now. I feel like I have to preface this sometimes. Do we have a Sir Rockin' this week?
I'm here. I'm talking a little bit.
A little bit? Okay. Just making sure. I never know. I never know if you're talkative this week or not.
We'll see how talkative I am.
Okay. All right. So, the one who absolutely has to do the talking, because he's at the head of the table, the one and only Tim Stein.
Yeah, apparently that's me. I'm having some audio issues, but it's related to the internet. So if I cut out, that means I have no internet.
Wonderful.
Just kidding. Everything's fine. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. It's the SummerSlam Preview Edition. And talking temperatures. Yeah, it's been a hot day here in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Currently, like 88 degrees Fahrenheit for you Americans. Here's the thing about that. Because we're so high in altitude, we're almost a mile above sea level, almost as high up as Denver, Colorado. The air here is thinner, meaning we get more intense radiation from the sun. So and as long as the sun is up and, yeah, there's not a cloud in the sky over us right now in southern Alberta. Stand in the sun and 88 feels like 110.
Aw. Let me tell you about humidity.
Yeah, you see, we don't have humidity here.
We have humidity. It is our chief export here in Florida.
I can relate.
It Omega? Is a sensation of heat that also feels like it gets literally everywhere.
I lived in the Great Lakes region for a long time and they don't have it here. They had it in Ontario when I lived there. It was called the Humidex. Do you have that down there?
I'm not sure. That's a, Okay. What's a Humidex?
Well, they would tell you what the temperature actually is. And then the Humidex temperature,
yeah,
which meant
that
it yeah. feels like this.
Yeah, that's normal.
Yeah, we have that. It's they the don't bullshit meter.
They don't call it the Humidex, though. They just, here's the temperature with the humidity. They don't say Humidex.
Yeah, it just says, it feels like.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. So you've learned something. The official term is Humidex.
Yeah.
It's humidity, the bullshit index.
Yeah, well that too.
If I go outside and it feels like 95, it's fucking 95.
There you go. But it's a contraction of two words, humidity index.
We get that part. Humidex. Jesus Christ.
Welcome to Science 101.
That was
Look, all I can say is it's hot. Oh God, it's very hot. Casey should get that, but nobody else will. Casey, did you get that?
No.
it's so hot.
That might be a bit.
Why did you just sound like the Indian guy from Short Circuit?
Well, because CBC Canada used to have it still has a TV show called This Hour Has 22 Minutes, and it's like a parody type thing. And one of the little skits is they've got an East Indian, an actual genuine East Indian, so it's not racist. But what they do is they soak him before he goes on camera. And apparently he's supposed to be in India, allegedly.
Oh.
And he's reporting from India and he goes, oh, it is so hot. Now
yeah,
you get it, Casey. You never saw that one?
I didn't really watch This Hour Is 22 Minutes that often.
Okay. Well, I don't watch it anymore because it's on CBC and, I'm boycotting the CBC except for when the Calgary Flames play and it's on CBC.
That's not really a boycott.
Yeah. The boycott does not have like,
it's a most cut.
That's not a thing.
Exceptions. You don't have exceptions in a boycott.
Well, the hockey game doesn't count because they turn the channel during commercials and shit.
If you really want to boycott, just listen to it on the radio when it's
my friend Derek,
on CBC.
Yeah, my friend Derek Wills is really happy when I tell him I'm listening to him.
Yeah. It's like Gandhi going on a hunger strike, but no, the cupcakes don't count.
Hey, chat, if you want more great hockey talk like this from Tim, you can cash in your WTR contender points. If you have 50,000 of them, Tim will talk hockey for 5 minutes.
Are you trying to get like points given to you or something?
No, if the people who listen to the shows earn points, if they want to cash them in, one of the new rewards is Hockey Talk with Tim.
Really? Okay, yeah. Well, if you don't want to cash in your points, then just follow me on Twitter at Flames Forums.
Just saying, it's a new reward. That's all. Just putting it out.
That's a reward.
I'm just saying. If you like hockey and you're Canadian, or, you know, both.
You have to listen a lot to get to that point. I mean, the jobber eating jelly bean is still there, so we're good. People love that gimmick.
Wow.
You know, the Bean Boozled jelly bean. That jelly bean. That's a gimmick.
All right. Well, why don't we dive into this stuff?
Let's clear it with who? Me? Yes, I clear it through me. I have an idea. Boom. It's a thing.
I'm afraid now.
It's almost like he thinks out loud and then thinks about what he said afterwards.
Exactly. Speaking of saying things, hey, have you heard of Prime Gaming, Tim?
Heard of what?
Prime Gaming.
No.
That used to be Twitch Prime. It's now called Prime Gaming. So if you have Amazon Prime, you can link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming and just subscribe for free by hitting the purple rectangular button below the screen.
Seriously, you're a shill.
It's Prime Gaming.
Did you spell fiend right? I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe.
Eh. I don't care. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. Anyway. You know what I mean. So let's talk about pay-per-view next Sunday on the WWE Network.
Hang on just a second. Next week is SummerSlam, so we're going to preview SummerSlam. But immediately, the following week is another pay-per-view.
Yeah.
What the fuck, WWE?
Okay. Wait, what? To be fair to them.
Unforgiven's already on the books.
Payback.
Payback. Payback. Feels Unforgiven.
It was originally, there was one that talked at one point, this was going to be Evolution 2. That didn't happen, so it's Payback.
Yay.
Payback's a bitch.
One week of build.
No, 2 week of build. They said there's a women's tag title match, so you got 2 weeks. They gave you a match.
Bottom line, you might be expecting two previews from us tonight. You're not going to get it because there's only announced matches, the women's tag.
And there's no even challengers listed. Tim thought we're doing two previews. Like, no, just the one.
Yeah, guess what? We're done with one. There's a women's tag match. And now on to SummerSlam.
So next week, there you go. So next week, if they have matches, they will give quick picks after SummerSlam.
This is exactly what I was trying to get to. Next week, we'll review SummerSlam and preview Payback.
Maybe. And I spelled The Fiend right.
That made you look.
Yeah, I actually had to open up the file.
Anyway, yeah, well, you know, that works, so that's all that matters. I guess. I don't know. Who's paying attention anymore?
Matt is.
There you go. That's important.
There you go. SummerSlam. Go to facebook.com/groups/WildTalkRadioNetwork. Leave your picks after Friday because that's when the card will be officially finalized after SmackDown.
There you go. So yeah, play pick 'em with us. Let's kick off at the top of the list here of matches set to go for SummerSlam. Oh, hey, SummerSlam. They're moving from the Performance Center.
Yes.
To the Amway Center.
They're going to the Amway Center in Orlando?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Look at Tim Paganin. Wow.
Wow. Shocker. Because
I also heard they're going to be doing fun screen things with fans from their houses.
Yeah, virtual fans.
Kind of like what the NBA is doing, sort of, hey, Rock?
That seems to be the idea, which is cool.
Just so you know, Omega, we're talking comparisons with sports ball.
Oh.
See, hockey.
When you said virtual fans, I thought you meant like TNA.
Ooh, ba-dum-bum.
It's actually, what the NBA does is actually pretty decent. I like what they're doing in baseball, where they have the cardboard cutouts of people.
Did you see the Weekend at Bernie's one?
Yeah, that was really good.
Oh, it was great.
Yeah, well, definitely major sports is having a little bit of fun with the no fans. Being allowed to attend all their games. The NHL playoffs are currently going on. And the other day, I can't remember the game, but on the big Jumbotron, it said the NHL likes to thank all the fans in attendance. And then the camera panned over to where they had chairs, like the seats exposed, and they had set up fans on the seats.
Nice.
Like fans.
Nice. That's very
air blowing fans. Like the thing that Omega had to turn off.
Yeah, air blowing fans. Thank you to the fans in attendance.
Casey, you have no idea how much I wish a fan was blowing me right now.
Matt, get on it. Anyway, let's talk about the show.
All right, kicking off, we got the Raw Tag Team Championship, Street Profits. It's a taking on Andrade and Angel Garza. Omega.
No, is someone going to be poisoned before the match?
Probably not this time. They might get an official, taster.
Yowie wowie!
Thanks for the follow. Dark, thank you. Thank you for the Dark Mage 41. Thank you for the follow. Continue on.
I don't know. This is a weird feud with a weird whodunit. Maybe someone got poisoned. Maybe it was, Retribution? I don't know. I mean, it should be a decent match. I'm looking forward to the match itself. You know, Andrade and Angel have been great. Street Profits have been good.
Street Profits is just, they've been getting better every week out.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you get past the weird feud with the Viking Raiders and now they're just kind of back to doing their thing again. Mm-hmm. But that's for the best. They're decent in the ring.
Yep.
And
they're polarizing even with nobody there.
I am entertained watching them. They could entertain me in an empty room and I would still watch them.
Yeah, I'm just wondering how much they really like Andrade and Angel right now, because they've actually been really good. Honestly, I could see a tag team change here. I could see a championship change.
No.
If only because I'm trying to think, like, what you do with the Street Profits otherwise, because we still don't have Authors of Pain, because they take turns getting injured. Viking Raiders are just beating people up over on Underground, but they could come back for a run against Andrade and Angel. I'm thinking Team Vega here.
Okay. Keishi.
The coin I flipped because I was undecided between the two teams told me that I'm going to vote for the Vega team as well.
One would...
scientific methods here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Well, like you say, it's really hard to tell because, I mean, they're both doing really good as far as their matches are concerned, doing promos, just overall as a team, like teams, they are both gelling together very well, even though they kind of teased that sort of dissension before, but now that's all taken a back burner with Andrade and Garza. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think they're starting to get really good as a team, and the Profits have consistently been good as a team as well. It's kind of, for me, it was kind of a toss up literally. So I tossed a coin and that's what it gave me.
There you go. I'm sticking with the Street Profits, just based on some of the things that I've seen. I don't think they're ready to take the belts off them just yet. Maybe it'll happen in 2 weeks. But, for SummerSlam, I'm saying Street Profits retain. That's my pick. What's yours, everybody listening? Don't forget to post your pick and picks on our Facebook pages. We'll get to that in a little bit. Up next, U.S. Championship, Apollo Crews defending against MVP, Keishi.
I'm going to say that Crews is going to keep the title. That creaking makes me feel like you don't agree with me.
No,
that creaking means my chair needs WD-40.
No, it needs lithium grease. WD-40 does not actually lubricate.
Okay, look, I just give my chair what it wants. I don't ask if it's good for it.
That's fair. If your chair wants cheeseburgers, you give it cheeseburgers.
Damn right.
I want to give it to Crews. Mostly, I don't know, he kind of sort of just won it back from MVP. I don't see why they would switch it back that immediately unless there's shenanigans, but I don't think there will be.
Interesting that you say he won it back from MVP when MVP actually never legitimately held the real title, but okay.
Yeah, sure. But you know what I mean. He like actually beat MVP and then went over and took it back and then retired the old and busted for the new hotness.
Yeah, he took the U.S. title from MVP.
Yeah.
He took MVP's U.S. title from MVP.
And made it his. So yeah, all I'm saying is that I don't think Crews is gonna lose.
Lose.
Yeah.
I don't think Crews is gonna lose. You did it.
Don't think Crews is gonna lose.
There you go. All right, Omega.
I'm right there with him. It's a brand new belt with a brand new champion. There's no chance that is leaving him.
No. I gotta agree. Yeah. I just don't see taking the title off Apollo to give a run to a washed up has been who really basically almost never was. A really nasty shot at MVP.
Have you seen what WWE does?
Don't do that to me because it screws up like logic with WWE thinking.
But they just gave him a long-term deal.
Isn't that just because he talks good?
I don't know. I'm just saying they gave him a long-term deal. I mean, might as well reward him with a title ring.
No. It's because of MVP that they finally figured out how to get Bobby Lashley over.
Is he over?
Not really, no. But he's more over than he has been.
I'm more over than he
is without MVP. Jeez. Yeah, you got more followers than he does, don't you?
Probably.
Possibly. Might have to check into that later.
I mean, I know we share a birthday, so we have that in common at least.
Well, yeah, when is that?
July 16th.
I remember because I sent you a happy birthday.
Yeah. Well, you always send me a happy birthday, but it is somewhere in the realm of July 16th. It's usually a couple days early, a couple days late, somewhere around there.
Yeah, but if I'm late, I always acknowledge that it's belated.
Mm-hmm.
But I was early this year, I think, by a whole day. I think I wished you a happy birthday on the 15th, not 16th.
Riveting.
It's possible. Anyway, yeah, so we're all basically picking Apollo Crews. Up next, we got the street fight. Dominic taking on Seth Rollins. Omega?
This is a weird one. You know, it's really weird because we've seen Dominic for so long. We saw him in a custody angle. He's popped up once in a while with Ray on TV. And so we've seen Dominic growing up. You know, we knew him as just a small little child
on a pole.
We're going to see him beaten with a pole. This is going to be weird. I'm not even sure Dominic is officially signed as a WWE superstar at this point. Last I checked, he was still in training. I don't know how, like, I assume that's why we're under a street fight rules. So he doesn't have to like conform to an actual wrestling match. At the same time, like, it's weird. Like, I don't really see how you put over Dominic in any situation over Seth Rollins, you know, one of your most established stars in the industry right now. It does not happen. It just feels like a match set up to make Seth just look really, really cruel and evil.
Who could disagree with that?
Enjoy your debut, Dominic.
There you go. All right. Keishi.
I'm going to pick Seth, but the real question is, how badly is Dominic going to get beat? Is it going to be Monday Night Welts or Sunday Night Concussion? I don't know.
You tried.
Hopefully part of me thinks that this is going to be very, very brutal for Dominic, and I hope that his beating is somewhere in between, like, on a scale of 1 to 10, I want to see it no higher than, like, an 8.
All right. It's a street fight, so that'd be no DQ.
You have more you want to share with the class, Tim?
I'm thinking about things here. Just going through it as I'm thinking about it here. Who's been sticking up for Dominic here and there?
The only one really, he's tied to the announce table. Didn't you hear him on Monday? He's tied to the announce table. Joe can't interfere. He's a talkie person now.
Joe can't interfere.
Everybody else that's helped Dominic has been the most eye gougiest of eye gougedness happened to them. Unless Ray and, I can't remember his name right now. Zelina's
husband.
Yes, that's the one. If they like
Zelina's husband.
Yeah, I can't remember. I don't understand why I couldn't remember his name right now. Clearly it's the heat. If they do like a touch finger, say an action and become one person so they have two eyes and they can help him out maybe. Fusion. Fuse them into a two-eyed human.
I just see Murphy getting involved in somebody getting involved for Dominic and the beat down. Not quite as harsh as we're expecting, potentially, but I still say Seth gets the win.
I mean, we want the feel-good story, but you can't.
Well, he's way too early in Dominic's career for the feel-good story. The feel-good story would be Ray coming back and kicking the living crap out of Seth, but that does nothing for either one of them.
No.
So, so this just might be Dominic's coming of age, if you will. However, yeah, I'm picking Seth on this one. Up next is a very unique match. We've never seen it's like before ever in the world of Oh, wait a minute. It's a hair versus hair match.
It's been a while.
It has been a little bit. Mandy Rose taking on Sonya Deville. Two former best friends, now bitter enemies, Omega.
I mean, there's certain directions I was always hoping they would go in. But yeah. WWE doesn't have the balls for that, so we're instead going to shave Sonya's head. And, like, I don't really see any other outcome. I don't see one where Mandy just goes completely bald here, if only because Corey Graves would just sink into a depression we would never get him back from.
You say that like it's a bad thing. So, I'm sorry, who did you pick? Sonya, right?
No!
Yeah. Sonya to lose.
Sonya to lose. Because well, at the very
that's what I meant.
Yeah, because if she becomes like the like short-haired MMA, just like no shits given badass, that would actually do her well.
That'd be great for a persona change. Yeah, Keishi.
I'm gonna have to go and agree with Omega. Mandy will win. Sonya will lose her hair.
Okay, well, I'm not gonna agree with you at all, Keishi, but I will agree with Omega.
That's fair.
It's a first for everything.
See how that works? So there you go. We're all picking Sonya.
I agree with your agreeance to agree with Omega.
We're all picking Sonya to lose.
Correct.
So there is. Universal Championship. Braun Strowman defending against the Fiend, Keishi. Don't ask.
So, okay. But I want to so bad.
I don't.
If Braun came out with the belt after theoretically losing to the Fiend in the swamp, what does that mean? Does that mean Braun won, or was the swamp match not for the title?
The swamp match was not for the title.
Oh, see, they didn't explain that to me and I didn't understand. Okay, I'm going to pick the Fiend. Yeah,
no, that's just you not paying enough attention. They explained it.
Did they?
Maybe they kind of did, yeah.
Kind of?
No. They kind of did.
Oh, you know, Tom Phillips.
It's Michael Cole on that show.
Oh, well, see, they're the same people.
kind of. Not entirely wrong.
Yeah, one got bred by the WWE and one was born by the WWE.
I mean, one was found and trained by the WWE, and then Tom was like the first out of the clone vat that was Michael Cole.
Yeah, he was built with pieces of Michael Cole. I am going to pick the Fiend, I think. Let's do that. Ooh, even though Braun got all serious and cut all his hair off and what have you.
He didn't cut all of his hair off. He still has that beard.
Well, I mean, that doesn't count. Otherwise, I would have said shaved his head and his beard.
He shaved his head, not his beard.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
But his beard is on his head.
Wow. It's on his face.
The bottom half of the front of his head.
It's on his face.
No, Omega technically is more correct.
Oh. I mean, when's the last time you had a beard, Tim?
2003.
And so when you say you shave your head, do you shave your beard at the same time?
I don't shave my head, so.
So I shaved my head 2 years ago, did not shave my beard. Guess what? I still said that I shaved all the hair off my head.
Yeah, but it still grew back really quickly like a chia pet.
Well, I mean, that's besides the point. The point I'm trying to make is I consider my beard and my head two completely separate entities.
Well, that does it. If I ever announce another match that you're involved in, I'm going to announce you as the chia pet of the whatever wrestling company you're working for.
I mean, it's not that much different from the Edo chance I get now, so whatever.
There you go. Edo Japan.
Plus, like, yeah, I'm quote unquote sponsored by Edo Japan.
I like that place. They got some good stuff.
Exactly.
The whole prefecture.
Yeah. No, it's a teppanyaki, fast food chain.
This was a wrestling show one time.
This was.
It's really good. You can find them in most, food courts, practically every single food court in all of the, shopping malls in Calgary.
And some standalone shops. But yes, back to the task at hand, I'm gonna pick the Fiend.
There you go. All right, Omega. Are you hungry yet?
No. I hate where this feud went.
Don't we all, Omega? God. Don't we all?
Cause, okay, I get this idea that like, encountering the Fiend changes you. And he's just kind of this like, this tipping point for face and heel turns and gimmick changes. Okay, fine. I can go with that. Braun's supposed to be like your babyface monster. Like Braun is really likable when you let him be Braun. You know, when he's tipping over shit just cause he can, and when he's like playing a gigantic bass just to mock Elias in the ring, like that's fun and unique for a big man. Like I like the attitude of, you know what? I am this big and intimidating that I can be goofy and it doesn't matter. You still take me seriously.
Yep.
I love that. Or I can just be this relaxed around you because you're that little of a threat to me. I like that. And now he's just snarling monster. And your hero champion going up against the big evil fiend is throwing women around in the ring. Women who he had a very fun and interesting dynamic with that they're just kind of thrown away.
Yeah.
It's bad and they should feel bad.
Mm. See, I don't know if you give it back to the fiend because A, the fiend shouldn't be in the championship picture ever to begin with, but B, it was Goldberg cooking the books and, you know, playing to his contract that the fiend ever lost the title in the first place. Like legitimately torn. Like, I don't know who would actually win this.
Well, be scientific and flip a coin.
I was going to say, do you want mine?
Hang on. I'm a geek. I have other methods.
Ooh, which one are you going to roll?
Oh, did you see my tweet?
No.
Okay, did you see the tweet? Did you see the tweet with the dice I made?
Oh, break yes, out that the I Dungeons did. Dungeons and Dragons dodecahedron.
All right, Casey, high or low?
High.
All right. It's low, going fiend.
There you go.
So you're saying the fiend's pretty low. Okay, I gotcha. So here it is. The fiend loses the belt to Bill Goldberg. The whole plan about all of that was Bill Goldberg was going to do the job at WrestleMania for Roman Reigns. So Roman Reigns would be the champion, which is what they wanted because he was their golden boy. But they didn't want to steal the momentum away from the fiend. This didn't happen. So this is me thinking they got this set up as the way to get the belt back onto the fiend. The Fiend, Bray Wyatt, comes out victorious and the new Universal Champion. At least that's my pick.
I'm more interested in seeing what the hell they're doing with Alexa in all of this.
You figure she's going to be a factor?
I mean, she's like, they had her do an interview for, you know, on SmackDown going where she's like captivated by the Fiend. And like the second time the Fiend tried to attack her and she just showed more fascination than fear. And that that's the first time I've ever seen the fiend shook.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. That adds a wrinkle. And I kind of want to see them go somewhere with that.
Well, fingers crossed that somebody actually picks up the ball. But then again, who's booking WWE, right?
Yeah.
Sorry. I did not mean to throw water or shade. Although right now shade would be a good thing. Anyway. So, we're basically all picking the fiend here, but I'm with you, Omega. I want to know, I'm hoping that they don't just forget about Alexa. I'm hoping they do something to use her for.
I don't think they're going to forget about her because they're also doing something with Nikki related to it. I feel like this is like an official split where Alexa goes heel again.
Maybe she becomes a minion of the fiend.
Nope, a fiendette.
Or Alexa Bliss becomes a loose cannon and suddenly Nikki is the voice of reason.
Oh God.
God, okay, that's just like, what the fuck? Seriously.
I mean, it'd be fun to see. Just for like, a week or two.
I can't deny that, but you can't live in Bizarro World full time.
We live in Canada, they always call us Bizarro World, so technically we do.
That's only when they bring the match and the shows up here.
Blame Lawler.
It's all Jerry's fault. So there you go. All right. Now this next one is part one of two really interesting matches. And I had a really quick conversation Friday night with Rock about this one because geez, I don't know. Starting out as Raw Women's Championship, Sasha Banks defending against Asuka, Keishi.
I want to believe deep down in my heart of hearts that she's going to win one of these titles.
Yeah.
And I don't know which one, but if I were a betting man, I would say if she's going to win one of the two, it would be the Raw title because Bayley is too on fire to take it away from her right now. So yeah, I'm going to pick Asuka to win Sasha's title.
The Raw Women's Championship.
Yes.
Okay, so that's your pick on this match, Omega.
Yeah. You can't have Asuka losing two championship matches in one night. You completely bury her. Mm-hmm. Like, you can have her win a first one, and then the second one either introduce some shenanigans or just say, well, she just had one championship match, so she's just exhausted. If you can count on Sasha Banks for anything, it's to lose the title almost as soon as she gets it.
As soon as you said, if you can count on Sasha Banks, I had the hardest time in the world suppressing my laugh. It just came out.
Yep. It's what she does.
Lose the pay-per-views.
See, win it on Raw. Lose it on Sunday, or win it on Sunday, lose it on Monday. It's just what she does. She wins championships. She cannot retain championships.
Yeah.
Also, if we're going to see, like, the Bayley and Banks thing implode.
Yeah.
Sasha needs to be the one to go face, because Bayley's way too damn good right now.
As yep. the heel.
For sure.
Mm. So you're picking Asuka against Sasha?
I'm picking Asuka against Sasha.
I'm picking Asuka against Sasha. I'm not going to elaborate until we talk about the SmackDown Women's Championship. Bayley versus Asuka, Omega.
Well, I think I pretty much spoiled it with the last one. Okay, either Sasha's going to interfere, or we're just going to chalk it up to she's worn out from the last match. This one goes to Bayley.
There you go. Okay. Keish.
Yep. Bayley retains this way for the same reasons. You can even have Sasha post loss to Asuka do something like put her in the bank statement for, extra long and have like, you know, all the refs and be like, let her go, let her go, let her go. And then have Asuka just enter the match already, like not just worn out, but injured. And that would protect her with this one.
You remember when, so when, Becky had to lose one of her belts.
Had to? Yes.
Yeah, well, you can't have one woman running the entire division. We have two women running the entire division. Charlotte forced the match to go on as soon as she was done with her first match, and that was brilliant. That's what you do here. Like, Sasha loses, immediately puts her in a bank statement, or just beats her and pummels her around the ringside, and then Bayley's music hits. Okay, I you know what? I got places to be. Let's get this on right now. Just ring the bell.
My turn to pick, isn't
let's
it?
Just pull the Brock Lesnar. It's like, I've got a plane in an hour. I have to get out of here. Just hurry up.
I suppose I should pick, hey?
Sure. Let's see what
Asuka.
You left out.
Yeah, Asuka. And I'm thinking WWE logic. Oh, we haven't had a double woman champion since what was her name again? Oh, you mean the pregnant one? Yeah, that's her. Yeah. Well, we should do that again. It's been a long time.
You know, a few months.
Yep. Yep.
It's an eternity in the WWE universe.
But it just seems like booking is one extreme or the other. They turn Asuka into a miniature monster. Bring her over and just not just have her lose to Charlotte, but they wind up burying her for the longest time. And Asuka's one of the stars that shouldn't be buried.
Agreed.
They're bringing her back. All of a sudden, you know what? We've done such a good job. Let's give her both belts. Hey, you know what? I like that idea. I can see them doing that. So I can see Asuka parading around for at least one full week with both the Raw and SmackDown Women's Championships. And Sasha is going to cause Bayley to lose the title to Asuka somehow. And that's where you're finally going to get the two best friends going head to head eventually down the road.
No, no, they're not. No.
You say that, but sometimes I'm right.
No.
Which means sometimes I'm wrong.
You're forgetting that they have a tag championship match in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And if they go into that match and not only has Sasha lost her championship, but if Sasha's at fault for losing the tag championships, that gives Bayley all the reason to explode.
Mm-hmm. So like you said, they'll hold off. But yeah, I'm still sticking with Asuka holding both titles. We'll see what happens next Sunday night. Up next, the WWE Championship, Drew McIntyre defending against the guy that they have built up to be the most evil member of the men's Raw roster, Randy Orton. Casey?
I am going to pick Drew McIntyre to retain. Only because I want him to retain over Randy Orton.
I want him to have it, so he better win or I'm going to get on the internet and complain.
Oh, no, I'm not going to complain. I'll just be disappointed and move on with my life because,
Well, there will be people getting on the internet and complaining.
Yeah, I just won't be one of them. I don't know. I don't think Randy Orton needs a title. I don't think Drew's done anything wrong that he should lose the title. I think that everything should stay right where it is. And yeah, Randy Orton can recover from a loss. Drew McIntyre should keep being the champion that he's being. I don't have anything else to say on the topic.
There you go, Omega.
This one is a weird one to pick, because there's a lot of rumbling about putting the belt on Orton so that they can hold off and give Drew a full on, like, proper coronation when the fans come back to the arenas.
Yeah.
They really want to make him a big deal, which is not happening when you have no crowd noise of any kind. And you haven't noticed, like, literally everyone is singing the praises of Randy Orton right now.
Yeah.
Like, it's like any Hall of Famer, you pull out the woodwork. And it's like, yeah, why are you talking to me? Randy Orton's the best thing in wrestling right now.
All the classic heels are building him up.
Oh, yeah. But, like, I don't want Drew to lose. Because fantasy. But here's the thing. I have to remember who's booking this.
Yep.
That hurts.
Mm-hmm. Roll the die again. I heard that.
I mean, I would begrudgingly pick Orton, no matter what the die said.
Oh, okay.
Because the die has more fucking logic than WWE's booking.
At times you are more than correct. Nightbot says that you you flip the coin in its head. Something like that.
I have way more dice than coins available to me right now.
So you are very begrudgingly picking Orton.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You know, the one thing keeping me from actually figuring that they're going to anoint Randy, never mind that Shawn Michaels is coming to get his head kicked off tomorrow night on Raw. By the way, everybody, Shawn Michaels is going to show up on Raw to get his head kicked off.
There's just no ambiguity about that, is there?
No, it's just going to happen. But last Monday night when he attacked Ric Flair, the dirtiest player in the game.
Mm-hmm. The night the lights went out in
he pretended to kick him in the head, but you couldn't see it because the lights are out. Yes, which is a great way to protect the old guy who was in the hospital for so long.
Absolutely.
I had forgotten all about that until he talked about it on Monday.
Oh, that he was in a coma?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had forgotten all about that. But that being said.
Forgotten all about that Ric Flair almost died.
Yeah, it's terrible. You shouldn't forget shit like that. But anyway, that being said, I'm sticking and picking Drew. Yeah, they want to have a proper whole thing. But they can do that down the road. But for now, I say that Drew retains. Those are my picks. Those are Casey's picks. Those are Omega's picks. What about your picks? You get a chance to play Pick'em and post your picks on our Facebook page, facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork, facebook.com/groups/WildTalkRadioNetwork. You could also check out the Russell Talk Radio page, facebook.com/WTRSundayNight. Rock, are you there?
Nope.
Rock.
He's gone. Tumbleweed rolls across the internet.
What plug were you trying to plug, Tim?
There you go. I was just talking about posting your pick and picks on Facebook pages. I put them out, and it's facebook.com/WTRSundayNight, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was right there. Okay. So, basically, that's our SummerSlam preview.
Good job, guys.
Yay, we got through it.
You did fantastic on your preview, and everyone should tune in next week as they review the show live, probably at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Probably.
Maybe 11. Who knows? Depends on how long WWE wants to go, because now they're going to be in a big building, not the Performance Center, and no cinematic matches.
This is true. Yeah, so that being said, tomorrow night, immediately following Raw, check out the Raw post show and find out how badly Shawn Michaels had his head kicked off.
Yay, Shawn's back. 11 p.m. Eastern, Raw post show.
And of course, Thursday night, it's another edition of the multi-time, multi-award winning The Rack Radio Show with the multi-time, multi-award winning host, Lindsay Ward.
We're previewing SummerSlam and NXT TakeOver 30 live, 10 p.m. Eastern on The Rack. Rack Radio Show on all your favorite social media platforms. Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/Rack Radio Show, because there's going to be content that I can't talk about going up on the YouTube channel, youtube.com/Rack Radio Show.
There you go. And of course, Fortnite with friends, use the creator code Rock and Sock.
Hashtag ad, hashtag epic partner.
There you go. Saturday night, midnight dish, as close as they can get to it. Another edition of the Wild, the Wacky, They're All Becoming Parents. CB Radio, once again, congratulations to the godfather of extreme, Mr. Rob Parks, and his lovely counterpart, Jenna. I've seen pictures of the baby, and oh my God, milk coma. Scary thing. She looks a lot like Rob when she's in her milk coma, Rock.
Not only does she look like Rob then, she actually has his pose down with the hand underneath the chin.
Already.
Already. Yeah. Not even a week old.
Yep. Like father, like daughter. So, once again, congratulations to them. CB Radio, midnight Eastern, or as close as they can get to it.
Yeah, CBRadioLive.com, GreatTheGreatTheWave.com.
Yeah, and of course, next Sunday night, it's our review show for SummerSlam, immediately following the pay-per-view, like probably about 5 minutes after the pay-per-view ends, we'll go live. Join us here. Right about the end of the pay-per-view on Wild Talk Radio Network.
Yes, it's at Wild Talk Radio. It's facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. facebook.com/WTRSunday, at WTRSunday on the Twitter machine.
There you go. Yeah, and you can follow me on the Twitter machine 3 separate ways just because it's fun. At Flames Forums, if you want to get politically incorrect, uncensored, and find out what I really think, at Voicing Sanity. And then if you want to talk about food, follow at Man Kitchen TV. I'm trying to catch up to him, but I got a long way to go. He's the one, he's the only, the be-all, the end-all, Omega.
So if you want to follow and see what I am up to over across the internet, you can do so in multiple ways. You can check me out over on Facebook at TJ Reviews. And if you want to follow me almost everywhere else, you can find that under the name TJ Omega. That is the Twitter handle, that is the YouTube channel, and that is TJOmega.net for a whole bunch of content that YouTube doesn't want you to see.
Sneaky buggers, there you go. Keishi, yeah, he's just hanging around Twitter.
Yeah, if you want to see whether or not I remember to send tweets or not, you can find me on Twitter at Kyle Driver. That's basically the word Kyle Driver with a K.
Wow. You gotta expand your footprint and like do videos and review plastic stuff and things like that.
Okay, this week I promise to post a video on Twitter of me jumping into a kiddie pool.
Okay, now you've got to do that because we want to see it.
Yeah. It'll happen, I promise.
There you go. That's it for us tonight, everybody. Thanks for tuning in for our SummerSlam preview webcast. That being said, have yourselves a great week. We'll catch you next Sunday night.
Radio.com.